Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese, brought to you by Scranton's Rebuilders and United Materials. Well, if you've been listening for the last few weeks, we've been talking about building raised gardens. And you can hear those reports by going to radio.com. We'll wrap up our report and the month of June by talking about the secrets of great soil for your raised bed. To start, mix equal parts of compost with peat moss and vermiculite, or blend about a compost 50-50 blend with topsoil or bagged garden soil. If you want an organic bed from the start, buy bagged soils and compost that are OMRI listed. They've been certified by the Organic Materials Review Institute, OMRI. Note that soils that don't meet these organic standards can be considered organic, can't be considered organic after 3 years if not treated with the herbicides, pesticides, and synthetic fertilizers during that time. Now, in the fall, pull up and compost any spent plant material and cover the soil with a thick layer of ground-up leaves that you've just run over with the mower. Hold them in place with netting so that they don't get blown away. Or plant seeds for a thicker cover-up crop of alfalfa, buckwheat, white clover, and annual ryegrass. Do this 30 to 60 days before the first frost so the seeds have time to germinate. Now, in the spring, about a month before planting, chop the leaves material, cover the crop into bits with a spade or a hoe, and blend it gently into the soil. Before you plant rooted seedlings, fertilize each planting hole with a few trowelfuls of compost, a scoop of composted manure, and a half cup of rock, phosphate, or blood meal. And that will give you rich soil. And I hope I am giving you some ideas for a raised garden. And again, if you'd like to hear the report on the series, just go to radio.com. It'll be there for you. And I will be here for you at 10 a.m., where I've been for 30 years, right here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.